If I were to ask you what your philosophy of life or your creed, what would that be?
Have a good time all the time.
A podcast has changed my life.
Shine, it's lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be back.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.
This is not funny!
What?
You know the,
You're not a Twitter guy anymore.
No, oh, dude, I got on there the other day to post a video and now I'm like, started reading and then I was like about to tweet and there was, can you give me that? But there was like too much pressure. I was like,
what do you mean?
Oh, how because, do I like, start again return. After 18 months? Not that anyone would notice, but
no,
I was
that's
like,
fair.
I was about to be like, I was drafting something being like, I've been away for 18 months and, you know, I come back and you're all still as lame as, you know, I was trying to have a funny take. I didn't want to just come back and be like, the New South Wales Liberal Party will be more conservative now than under the new guy, like, or whatever people are talking about on Twitter.
Hashtag Oz poll. I think the opposite is probably the best bet. If I were you.
What? Do a big, not a big return.
I don't think, I mean, no offense, but I don't think people have been on there being like.
I'm going to do the media
we're
circuit.
In the middle of a hiatus. I mean, unless you framed it and did other media as like, it's a big
I
return.
I go on the PR circuit.
I mean, that's possible.
Yeah. It's like
these Taunton, Sunday people.
Taunton's Twitter return.
People on TV or whatever don't know what. Like a thing is, you could kind of make that seem like it was a thing.
Yeah.
But I think anyone on there.
I don't think they would care. I wasn't knocking the door down much before. Mm. Like no one misses me. I haven't had one person being like, come back.
But that's the nature of the platform. You just see what's there, similar to Instagram or whatever. You're just seeing something coming. I think it'd be rare to kind of realize that someone hasn't posted in a while.
Yeah.
Every now and then someone refers to someone and I'm like, fuck, I haven't heard from them in like 3 years.
And then you find out you've been blocked. That's what happens with me on social media. Like, why haven't they spoken to me? I've been blocked a few times.
By who?
Probably like exes probably at stages in my life.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then...
But that's almost a compliment because that's them not wanting to be reminded they're in love with you. You know what I mean?
No, or that's not reminded like that they... Well, maybe that's actually quite a compliment.
Usually what it is.
Once the editor, Bernard Keane, I think he was editor, he blocked me and I have no idea why. I took it quite personally.
Some of them have like a software that they'll block anyone who liked a particular tweet or something. So there'll be some drama that you're unaware of. Someone will be like, Bernard is a big dickhead and you'll not even...
I liked it.
You'll like that because it's like... Well, you just think it's funny to call someone a dickhead. You're like, oh, good. I support that energy, but you don't know who it is.
Does the app take it if you say likes do not... What do people say? Are not endorsements.
Well, they'll often say, my employer doesn't endorse what I do on here.
Oh, yeah.
You don't see that very much these days. I think someone did get... It came up in Parliament, someone referred to a few tweets that like a parliamentarian liked, which made it seem for the first time that, it's relevant. Like if you like something, it might, like people are noticing.
Greg Larson is always going on about someone liking, a politician liked a tweet that was like...
Cum Pumper 69.
Yeah, Cum Pumper 69.
Mm. And then he said that he'd been hacked and he actually launched an official federal police investigation and wasted the time and money of our federal police resources. And like, of course it was a lie. Like he just liked it.
He had liked to come.
He was like, liked it like 1 a.m. or something. It's like, mate, you're horny. It's fine.
Like, who's getting like, how often do you get hacked? You know, people always say I get hacked. I've never been hacked. And my password is the same for everything.
Mm.
And it's like, and it's a pretty easy way to like, I probably shouldn't say it, but it's like, I've never been hacked. Maybe I'm about to be hacked.
I do think there's a chance that we're going to get hacked soon. I'm concerned
I'm changing after this.
I feel like, I mean, this is so boring, but I've been tempted to maybe get, you know, the automatic passwords that maybe like Chrome suggests or something.
That seems more. What if Chrome's in on it?
But then you're gone anyway.
Yeah, okay.
If they take down Chrome, you're
they
nothing.
They hack Chrome, then Chrome's giving you the password.
Yeah.
Chrome will like take everything.
Don't worry about that though. I feel like that's their problem. But I think hacking is getting easier. But people imply that, once they got in, the only thing they were going to do is just like one porn tweet. Like, no, they'd be messaging your mum for your credit card details.
Yeah, they'd be trying to drain your money. Yeah. They wouldn't be like...
Or they post like, Bitcoin, buy Bitcoin or something. They don't just do one embarrassing kind of realistic racist tweet.
It was good when they used to do shoes. You know, they'd hack Facebook and be like, buy these sneakers. I don't know why the sneaker industry somehow were the ones that funded like hacking technology.
Well, maybe there was data on like the most purchased thing online. What would you do? Let's say you successfully hacked Kevin Rudd's Twitter account. What's the move?
I guess this stuff trying to be funny. Like I would try to be funny. I'd like start posting photos of him hugging Julia.
Okay.
Like, or like him actually like being like, Rupert's a great guy. Or maybe people would think that's still him because he hates Rupert Murdoch at the moment.
He does.
Well, he has for quite a while. But,
so and you'd post, Rupert's actually a great guy.
Rupert's a great guy, yeah.
That could be the most damaging thing you could do for society. It's reverse all the good work that Mr. Rudd has done to combat the domination of the Murdoch media in this country.
I would create a video of not his face, but like look like his hands ripping up the petition that he got everyone to sign.
This was a gag.
Bit of a joke.
Apologies to everyone that I offended.
Apologies to Rupert. You're a great guy.
Yeah.
Bit of a joke.
I had a meeting with Rupert and he made some great points and he's given me a 5-year free subscription to the Daily Telly plus $100,000. It's got to be personal.
It's funny if he's like, hey, Rupert just gave me 200 grand.
He's paid me off. It's fine. Look, you made some great points.
And he made getting paid off.
Yeah. Well, he wouldn't say the amount. He'd say, and he made a personal donation to my family.
To my bank account.
Yeah. Well, maybe not donation. How would you frame that?
No, but if you're going for laughs or are you going for...
Yeah, we're going for laugh, but it would piss most people off if it was realistic. And it was like, basically, Rupert Murdoch has made a generous contribution to my family's welfare going forward. And as a result, I'd like to call off the witch hunt. I think Rupert's doing a fantastic job.
Therese and the kids, people very happy.
We're off to a holiday in the Whit Sundays, where we've actually recently purchased some property. So people would be fucking furious.
Well, to be honest, like in terms of liking, what was it, Cum Pumper 69, is a pretty funny thing to do.
Yeah.
Because it's going to linger in this weird way over and over. Like that would get called out pretty quick.
The denial's pretty funny. And I think making the federal police, because as far as I understand, they did have to do an investigation. So making them, like whoever's job that was, that's pretty funny.
Yeah. Did the police know about hacking?
They went to investigate. I mean, presumably they would have had to get his account. I don't think they made a statement. I'm not sure if they came out and said
it wasn't.
No hacking has been discovered.
Yeah.
I think they might have though. Like what, can you just go into their account, see if who's logged in from where? I think it shows you where. I think it'd be pretty. I think it's like a one day job.
He's like, dude, were you at your house at 1 a.m? And he's like, nah.
Don't remember. Too horny. I remember a haze of images.
It was a moment of bliss.
And I feelings. Don't know. Yeah.
Maybe I hit something.
Around
I don't
that
know.
Time, I do remember quite a little bit of bliss, actually.
Yeah, there was a period of like quite, like, I would not say agitated, but there was a build up.
Yes.
And then something happened. I don't know. I think at that time is when the tweet got liked.
Yeah. And then around a bit after that, I remember quite a lot of shame, actually. Quite a lot of shame.
Not enough to know that I needed to unlike the tweet.
Yeah. Sleepiness. No, I had accidentally done that.
I fell asleep. Yeah. I fell asleep on my computer, I assume. My pants are down.
That's when I got hacked.
I assume that's the exact moment I got hacked.
I mean, hackers, I think, often do target the horny because you are
kind vulnerable.
You're vulnerable. I mean, I remember going to a talk once about cybercrime.
And you were about to say horny.
Exactly. Welcome, boys. So this is how you want to behave. It's pretty awesome, this feeling. You're really going to want to cultivate it, okay?
Everyone's taking notes, being like, feels good. All right, yeah.
It's the opposite of, you know, how like children who've been subject to sexual abuse will often hold up the doll in a courtroom and point to where they've been. It's like that same doll, but it's like, you're going to want to touch here on yourself. It's going to feel pretty fantastic. But no, they were saying they try and cultivate emotional states. Heightened emotional states because it actually just fucks with your like analytical thinking.
And yeah, right.
They try and make you either angry, so it'll often be like...
While you're horny?
No. The combined angry and horny.
Or do they make you do
your therapist would have a field day with that. It's like, fuck, two emotions at once.
I couldn't do it. Or do they make you do like a task when you're horny?
No. As in like when... If it's like a phishing email or something and they want you to click some shit to like hack your computer... It isn't just like, hi there, please click this link. It tries to get you horny. So it's either like, I want to fuck you, fuck me right now and click this.
Yeah.
Or it's like, the ATO is going to fine you 200 grand.
Oh, click here.
Scared. Or like, I don't know, it'll be some political message. The one that got my mum, which I think I've told you about, back in the day, she got an email saying, you've been done speeding. on this specific road in Sydney. Like, it was a real road. And she knew, and then it had the time and date as well. She knew that she wasn't driving the car at that time. So she was like, fuck, my husband's done this, my dad.
Yeah.
And then it said, click here to see the photo. And she's like, yes, I'm going to see this fucking guy's face. Like, he took my car without asking me and then got done speeding, clicked it. And it hacked into her company's servers, froze it all. They had to pay 80 grand ransom to get the data back.
Fuck.
Just because she wanted to see my dad.
Did she own up to it?
Yeah, immediately. I mean, I think shit started turning off and stuff. She's like, oh, no.
That would be the worst. When you just clicked it being like, wanting to see Greg being like, you fucking, I've got you this time. Bang. Yeah, and then the lights turn off.
The Matrix starts. Things start sparking. You're like, oh, no.
Oh, that would be the worst, having to go to your boss being like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was me.
I've clicked on some shit. But, I mean, I think that's a lot of what IT people do now.
What?
Just have people walking in kind of upset, apologizing for having clicked something.
Dude, that's the thing. I write this newsletter and I'm keep getting annoyed because it keeps getting caught in like people's shit. And like people are like, oh, it goes to my social account or the promotions one. And I'm like trying
to drag it over.
Yeah, I tell them all to. I'm like, drag it over, please. Please drag it. But I guess that's what they're... Because maybe in my newsletter I could put, because I put heaps of links. I think that's the problem. Like there's like links in every sentence to click on to something funny. And I think that they, or not funny, but like I think they're like, this guy's clearly hacking. Why is there 35 links in this
that's
email?
That's too many links.
Yeah.
You're outsourcing your newsletter there.
No. It's like tags on the existing jokes.
Sure. Okay.
I mean, maybe read one.
Yeah. No, sorry. I should stop. So much to do.
No. I would never do this to you. I
should read your newsletter. I feel like you're social though. Like it is kind of, it kind of belongs in social.
Yeah, but don't.
Promotions is no good. You don't want to be
I'm
a
social guy, but I don't go in my social section of Gmail.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah, there's not too much stuff in there for me. Promotions, too much.
Promotions, I have to get stuff out. It's like, I sign up for things a lot. Not when I'm horny, when I'm interested reading stuff. And
that's another emotion. Back listing the emotions. We got horny, we got interested.
It's mainly just horny and angry. I thought you meant before when, like, they'll make, like when you're horny, they'll make you do a task. Like, say you're about to have sex with someone and you're ready to go and they're like, here's a crossword. I thought that's where you were going with that story.
What, hackers want to do that?
No. I thought that's what they were trying to, that's what you were saying. They try to confuse you. And you're like, here's a crossword. If you can unlock that, then you can see porn. But then the crossword is like all your bank account details.
That wouldn't be too bad. It's like, click this link to see the sexiest lady you've ever seen in your goddamn life. First, Sudoku. But it's a special type of Sudoku and it's about the first address you ever lived at. It's and like, your mother's maiden
it's
name.
Like six across, your BSB.
Exactly. You're like, oh, I'll do anything to see this sexy lady, BSB. That's easy. I know this, thank God.
I remember telling you, I got done with like one of those flashing, this is like 3 or 4 years ago, of like, you know, those fake Adobe things that flash up telling you to update. I remember clicked on that.
That's right.
And then I lost Google on my browser. I had to use Bing for like a year and a half.
I still don't understand how you lost Google.
I took it to I was working at Fox Sports at the time. I took it to this IT dude and he was like, what the fuck have you done?
Yeah.
Like I had to get a new computer. I had to do a complete update or something because it was like, and reinstall Chrome because I could no longer use Chrome without it. Like it had gone into the settings and taken off the Google search engine for me.
No, I still don't understand how that's possible. Take away a website. Like blacklisted it.
No, so if I wanted to if I wanted to use Google, I had to type in the URL and go to the actual landing page, which I don't think anyone's been to for fucking ever. Like
well,
you just
I feel
type
like
it
that's
in.
Kind of not that bad.
Well, no,
it's
because
like,
my
that's probably the best case scenario if you get hacked. Usually, some people get $50,000 taken away out of their bank account.
It was a funny hack.
You just can't. You have to type a few letters to get to the.
No, so I would just use Bing because the search bar was Bing for me.
That's a setting.
No. But like it had been overwrite. It had been overwritten by this hacker.
That is
the hacker was doing it for the love of the game, obviously, because he didn't want my money. He could have taken my money in a heartbeat. Yeah. They're all pre-saved into Google Chrome.
It's actually a pro cum pumper 69 being a hack argument that because some hackers would do that just for like do little things that are very difficult to deny.
Yeah, and it's probably like, I don't know, I've never been a hacker, obviously. Mm. Like obviously probably don't have the skill set judging by that last story. Mm-mm. But like you would
certainly not.
There would be probably like an ethical line that you'd have to build up the courage to jump. So you'd probably start just fucking around with people.
Yes.
doing the little photos of Kevin Rudd being like, hey, or whatever, till you finally get to the point where you're like, I'm going to drain some bank accounts.
Well, apparently what they do, they get your account and then they could, once they're in your computer, they could try and get your money.
Mm.
But sometimes they use your details in your computer and your logins to get into someone rich's computer. So they'll kind of go through your shit, go through your email. Who's the most powerful guy this guy knows? Email them, but now they're from you, so it's more likely to be clicked.
That'd be so disappointed with me. Uh-huh. It's like I wouldn't have the details of anyone.
Yeah, you would.
Super rich.
Oh, not super rich. It's fine. You don't have to be super rich because they jump. They do like 10 or 20 and they go up the chain. So they'll email from you to someone else being like, oi, click this. Then they're in their one. Then they look through their address book, try and get someone richer than them. Boom, 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 over and over and over again. I got done once, the guy that books the Comedy Store, if you remember, emailed me being like, hey, mate, are you in the city? Could you do me a favor?
Well, the current booker of the Comedy Store.
Yeah, Hugh. And I replied being like,
I don't know. Are you guys friends enough request?
Yeah, like I know the guy pretty well. And like, you know, he books the store. It's like I want to be nice to this guy, but I like him as well. The first email was like, can you do me a favor? It was like, hey, mate, can you do me a favor? Pretty short. He has never emailed me like that before.
And you'd be like, you got to fill in for someone.
I was driving down from Sydney to Melbourne for the comedy festival. So I wasn't like around, but like, depending on the favor, I might do it. So I'm like, yeah, what's the favor? Yeah, sure. Let me know what it is. He replied then being like, are you in the city? Can you go grab something for me? I was like, no, I'm not. I'm driving down to Melbourne. Sorry. And then he said, thank you. I need 30 Amazon gift cards. Buy them.
You're like, what's your fucking problem?
And I'm like, I told you I'm not in the fucking city.
Yeah, what's your problem? I don't care. Like, I'm not this. We don't have this relationship, mate. Okay.
But at that point, Amazon gift cards is classic hacker stuff, right? So then I knew he was hacked. I went to Facebook and I messaged him. Hey, mate, you've been hacked.
Yeah.
To which he said, I know.
Oh.
And that was it.
He was probably stressed.
Yeah, and someone else had probably told him he was stressed.
Getting like all these Amazon gift cards.
Yeah, of course. But like in my mind, I'm like, mate, I kind of did you a favor. Like,
you didn't have to do that.
No, but as in, I felt like he was indebted to me a bit because I agreed to the favor, even though that wasn't him. He emailed me like, would you do me a favor? I'm like, yeah, sure.
You were like, dude, you owe me a favor.
Kind of. I was like ready to do it, you know.
I mean, there's very few people that would be like, I mean, also it's crazy to be like, hey, you in the city now.
Mm.
Like, I mean, a guy that you only talk to in a professional sense.
And I dealt with it very maturely. I'm like, okay, if this guy needs help, like, he wouldn't be asking if it wasn't pretty urgent, you know, because we don't have that relationship. It's quite nice, actually, that he's reaching out. Like, I felt like a closeness. And then when I reach out to the actual guy, he's treating me like a distant stranger. It's like, what the fuck?
I reckon he was very stressed. Yeah. I'll give him the benefit. Once he messaged me and I was
It's just weird I bonded with the hacker more than the...
Maybe that says something about you, though. You're like, this bot gets me. This fucking machine.
I love Amazon, too. Signed up for a Prime subscription. That's how very convenient.
It gets you. You start doing it to people because you're like, I'm Team Hacker here.
Mm.
I want to get more gift cards for the hacker.
Yeah. I know it's a hacker. I'm still going to. I mean, that's the good thing about hackers, though, because they often do ask for Amazon gift cards. So at least the hackers are going to, you know, give those away as gifts and not keep it for themselves. That's quite nice that
they give them away.
Well, they're gift cards, so I assume they're giving them away.
Oh, they're nice people.
Yeah, these hackers, I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, they're doing charity work. Probably giving it to underprivileged kids or something.
Exactly. They often ask for like iTunes music vouchers as well. I'm into music. Like, good on them.
I'm a music buff. Let's talk it. Yeah, Let's talk hip hop, mate.
What's your favorite Led Zeppelin album? Top five.
They're just like, no, send more gift cards. You're like, well, okay, look, okay, we'll get
Led Zeppelin
soon.
Four gift cards.
Mm. Once Hugh messaged me and I was in Broadway on like a Thursday night or whatever.
JB Hi-Fi, you there? Pop in, get some
gift cards. I'm like, Hugh, fine, okay. And I was like, and he was like, hey, mate, what are you doing? And I was like, and like, I like you, I don't think we have that relationship where it would be like, what are you up to, blah, blah, blah. Like, we'll send texts about stuff all the time.
Mm.
And I was like, just chilling. And then he's like,
run into you, sorry.
No, he sent me a message.
Oh, he's asking you where you were or?
Just, he's like, what are you up to?
Oh,
and
right.
And I was like, oh, okay. And I'm like, oh, hey, man, I'm just in Broadway or whatever. Mm. And he was like, well, you're hosting the Comedy Store and it started 10 minutes ago and you're not here. And I was like, I had to, I got an Uber. I was there 20 minutes after the show started and I was hosting.
That's terrifying.
They were waiting for me when I got there. It was fucked.
No one else had just went on?
Well, I think they were short people.
Yeah.
Like people hadn't turned and there was, I don't think there was anyone that could host in the first. But I was like, just have a go.
Imagine being new and like you're on first, you know, you're like, you've got your 7 minutes.
You've never done it before. And they're like, you've got to go up.
You're like, you're going to have to host. You're like, nah.
And I think they'd done an announcement being like, yeah, the host is delayed or whatever. So I got in there, the lights were on and everyone could kind of see me
run
into the curtain and then the show just started. And they were like, so I had to be like, sorry, I was late.
You're sweaty probably.
But I would, so I would freak out. If he messaged me at any time, I'd be like, fuck, I'm booked for it. It could be 2 a.m. and I'd be like, I'm ready to go.
Totally.
I've stuffed up.
That's scary. Speaking of time, daylight savings has just kicked in 2 days ago or whatever. I was up. So it happens at like 2 a.m. or something.
You were up when, what were you doing, partying?
Nah, I'm just playing chess, you know. But I told myself at 2 a.m. I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
And then before I know, I think I got on TikTok.
Oh, no.
And then, you know, did that for what I thought was like 5-10 minutes. Fucking 3 a.m.
Because you're just checking the time.
Well, yeah, it's like when's appropriate to go to bed, you know.
That's such a good, because it goes back.
No, it went forward this time.
Did it go forward? Yeah. Oh, yeah, so we lost it in the morning.
Yeah, you lose
it. It used to be like such a big deal. Like they'd be on the news. They'd be like, don't forget to put your clocks forward or don't forget. And then now.
Oh, yeah, true.
Now it's like your phone. I don't even know about it till 2 p.m. the next day. And my phone is.
I suppose that's the thing. Yeah, you need to be a bit more warned.
You don't even get the heads up.
Your phone just does it.
It's like, well, yeah, it's like I don't trust this thing. Not to. I bring every conversation back to like Terminator and like Skynet. Great. But it's like I don't know.
It's one of my favourite things about you.
I just don't know if we should be letting it do daylight savings time.
What, we should have to do it manually?
Well, maybe. It just seems scary that it could do it. Anyway, I was reading about daylight savings on the weekend. Did you know this is true? That one, there was just one dude that that made it up.
Sure. What? So he came up with the idea of changing.
Yeah.
New Zealand farmer. Changing the clock so you get the most daylight.
Yeah, so you maximize the day. But I always thought it would be like it was way more because, you know.
Yeah, what did you think?
You know, Greenwich, you hear about the word Greenwich?
Yep. Greenwich local line. Yep.
Yeah.
That's zero.
And so I thought they had something to do with it or it was like some kind of big international conference that they went to about time. Which
is it Australian?
No, it was a New Zealand guy. A New Zealand farmer one day was like, he was like, hey, we should put the time back. An hour, we'll get, and everyone was like, yeah, that's pretty good.
This, it reeks of someone who was just late. You know, people who can't admit when they've done something wrong and they try and change external things instead of looking inward at what they've, at their mistakes and what they've done wrong.
Totally.
This is classic.
What if we just changed everything else?
I was meant to be here at 3. And I was here at 4, but what if 3 was 4?
Yeah.
You know, have you thought about that?
It sounds like, yeah.
It's like you still don't have the job, mate. You're sounds like an hour late to the interview.
A guy at like 2 a.m. kick-ons being like, bro, what if we just started an hour earlier? And his mate's like, that's actually fucking, you've got good shit, dude. That's crazy.
It is just like the implementation governmentally of the, it's 4:20 somewhere saying, yeah. What if it was 3:20 here? It's 4:20 somewhere else, but we could, you know.
But it's just like, imagine now. Imagine like trying to do something. I just don't think you could do that now. Just to be like, hey, I've got this idea and then like pitch it to the, I don't even know how you pitch to the government to be like, I've got this idea to change the time.
He was a farmer.
Yeah, it's like, I think he was a farmer and he was, the time was annoying him.
And he was concerned with what, it being too dark when he woke up or something?
I think it all stems from, because I also don't really understand, I get that we want more time in the evening, but I don't really understand why it matters. It's like if we just still go off the time when the sun comes up, like the days, it's still fine.
Well, I think the issue is that our society doesn't go off the time when the sun comes up, where a lot of us work, you know, 9 to 5, or like tradies are often like, what, 7 to 3 or something.
Yeah.
That doesn't change season to season. However, when the sun is coming up, does change. One of the only jobs that I think would be malleable based on when the sun comes up
is farming.
So it actually is quite surprising that it's a farmer
who raised
the issue. Well, just get up earlier or later. It's up to you, mate.
It's like, why then bring me down? It would make more. You're right. If it was a tradie.
Yeah. It's like, I'm getting up at 7 and it's still dark. Can we make it get light earlier? Because there's like all this light at the end of my day.
You've got to milk the cows before dawn anyway or whatever. I don't know what he does as a farmer.
And that's none of our business.
No, mate. I'm not going to get into a man's personal business.
That would be us if we're in charge.
Absolutely not, mate.
Although if someone did come and pitch a change to the way that we conceive of time, I would be curious what he was up to. If I was one of the politicians.
Oh, yeah. He'd be like, what's this about, mate?
Take us through your day. Like, I don't get it. Like, you must have been busy.
Well, yeah, it's like, what could you be? I mean, it would be so sus now if just some farmer's like getting up. Well, maybe it'd be easier now. You could get like a grassroots movement. You could do an online. But they would get, I think they would get laughed out of seriousness. Because this was like early 1900s, I think.
Okay.
So I think he probably went to a town meeting.
Yeah.
And it was like, what about when you put the clock back an hour? And everyone was probably like, yeah.
You are right. I mean, there was early in societies, particularly, you know, Australia and New Zealand, like relatively new societies, like, you know, Federation's 1901. I don't know when New Zealand started, presumably kind of around the same time.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
You know, people are still figuring out how everything works. You kind of could pitch these big ideas. There's no internet. You know, everyone's getting their opinion. You just go to the decision makers. That's bad because only a few people run the town, but if you've got their ear, it's not bad.
You've got
a crazy idea.
Well, that's the other thing. It's like, who did this guy know? That's the other thing. Because I still don't, even back then, I don't think like a normal.
This screams of white privilege. A white man wants to fuck around.
It wasn't a black man that did it, that's for sure.
Probably not.
Man. I don't know. I just think it's crazy. It's like, I've talked about this before when like I found out. With just one guy came up with the NBA or just came up, invented basketball.
Yes.
It's like you can just have a thought one day and get it out there and change the world.
It does feel like that's over. And I suppose it's not, but
now all the new things are
kind of like online and stuff.
You'd be like, what if I then got in between Uber Eats and the, you know, like there'd be another little minute change.
How can
change.
I be a middleman?
Yeah.
I feel like that's the problem though, in that the innovation 100 years ago, and this is probably how most average people, not to say we're average, but
yeah.
As far as inventing goes, I think we don't
try to fight it. I'm like, yeah. I mean, yeah, man.
We're pretty average in terms of, I think,
intellect, sporting ability, like income.
No, but inventing stuff wise, I think we're pretty average. I don't think we have particular flair in that regard. But like, get any average person, send them back 100 years, they're an inventor. You're an ideas man.
I mean, totally.
Because like, oh my God. So I think naturally, average inventor people are jealous of 100 years ago because back then we would have been, quite frankly, considered geniuses.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but we would also have gotten caught out because my ideas back then would have involved technology that wasn't invented, probably.
Totally. And that's what often people say is that if you go back in time and you had to pitch the current ideas, you wouldn't actually know how they worked enough in order to pitch
them. Oh, my God.
You wouldn't be able to know how to do an iPhone. And, you know, a counter argument to that is daylight savings because that's something you could, if you went back 200 years,
got time.
That's like, I could explain that to the king.
Oh, I still don't think. I mean, we just tried to explain the benefits of it then, and we struggled.
No. I mean, speak for yourself. I reckon I could do it.
I'd be like, dude, but the farmers need to, like, they want to get up earlier.
The sun, when the sun is up, is changing in terms of over the course of the year. What period, like from the sunrise to sunset, when that is, but the hours by which we structure our society.
Yeah, they don't change.
They don't change.
No, of course, but I understand that.
Yeah, but they should change with when the sun is up. That's the pitch.
Yeah.
That's just sensible. Now the king's like, I like this guy.
Who's this guy?
Now all of a sudden
he brings you in.
Yeah.
And you're like, I know a few other things. You start doing some of the great stand-up bits of all time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the dream. It's like you get in, if you go back in time 200 years or something, you've got to get to the king. You've got to have a few big ideas that are like you can pitch quick because you're not getting much time in those town hall meetings or whatever.
If you took three or four good ones, because you don't know what they're going to go with. But if you've got good ones, like if you've got
it's like Shark Tank. You're like, okay, dude. Scrap that.
Right. Okay, what about this? Unicycle. Get people to tip 10% when they go into, and then you don't have to pay your staff as much.
Are you pitching the GST? Your second one is GST.
No, that's a government. But I'm saying a free
just
tipping
system.
The culture of tipping. You're like, we'll get them to work for tips.
I thought it's meant to be like a gun or, you know.
No, but if
like
you say that to the king.
Like a car or an iPhone. You're being like,
well,
the culture of tipping.
Yeah, but they wouldn't have thought about that. You've got to think about where they're at, Tom.
They don't have money yet. Really. No, 200
years
ago.
100
years
ago.
Yeah. No, 200 now because they. You're
I'm going back 100, 200 years ago, I wouldn't be able to relate.
They had daylight savings.
No, but you just get in just before that. If you're talking about fame and fortune, do you want to be famous 200 years ago?
So you wouldn't go back and try and kill
asthma.
Hitler.
There was no
You've got to go back in 1 year before daylight savings was invented. The guy who invented it has probably already started pitching at this point.
No,
so you've come in.
No, you go a few
while
years.
While he's still a few years. Nah, you've already chosen. He's already got like put things in place. You're like, I also have the idea. You're just like a guy at the bottom of the wiki page, like Sam Taunton also raised it.
He was speaking about this at some time.
It had already been popularized by the famous. Looked into the wiki and gone back 3 years.
Maybe you'd go because I think it. That he started in New Zealand.
Mm.
Sorry, I'm burning.
And it
I'm
took burning. Off.
No, I think it did, but then I think it took, it was slow to get it in. I don't think so. But then they've tried it in like almost every country around the world.
Mm.
And then, I mean, they did it in Queensland until 91.
But they didn't like, because it was the famous quote, wasn't there?
They
were worried about the curtains getting sun drenched. Seriously, there was a minister in the early 90s who said, what about the cows? They don't want to have to get up earlier. And what about the curtains? We don't want them to be
But dude, this is why
whitened,
you would
implying that there was going to be more sun and somehow the times were going to affect
the sun. The sun is the same. Yeah, I totally. I know what you mean. That's the big thing about the cows, but the cows don't know the difference.
Of course not. But that's how, I mean, it's really an indictment on Queensland. I don't like as
No, but you know what? It's because they get, the days go even longer, I think. No, or it's hotter.
Certainly
in far northern Queensland.
Certainly.
So there has been an argument made for southeastern Queensland to have daylight savings.
Of course.
But then they would have to split the state in two. But that, and that's only strengthened the argument for far north Queensland seceding, which I know they're quite passionate about.
Based on time.
Yeah.
It's. I mean, it doesn't feel that controversial.
Well, maybe this is your chance to get up there and pitch it. Like you've got the...
No, I'm talking to a... I'm picturing because it's... I used to dream about this as a kid, man. I think a lot of people did. Didn't you dream about going back 200 years and like with a bunch of guns and just fucking like...
Shooting people?
Kind of, yeah. Just being...
Oh, because they didn't have
so
guns.
So powerful. So you've got like bazookas and lasers and fucking Uzis and stuff and people come up to you and you're nice, but when they, you know, people are like, kill this guy, you're just like... And then they take you to the king and you're like, I'm the king now. You shoot him and then you're just like in charge.
Right.
Did you dream about
this? I never
dreamed.
I was more dreaming about like, you know, world. I was more of a Greta Thunberg style kid. I was like, we need to look to the future.
You're dreaming
we're killing
about
the planet.
Maybe kissing Jenny from class.
Just holding hands
like,
with her.
World domination. I will take her.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's
No, but just the power you'd have if you went back to that time.
I mean,
but
totally. You think knowledge is power. I think you could go back with a few things. You could just go back and like, but I think not to be, you made fun of my tipping culture thing.
Yeah.
If you went back with some knowledge of like more efficient workplace kind of methods and like ways to kind
of. The Myers-Briggs.
Yeah, exactly.
Analysis.
Okay. Dude.
So you are a mediator. This is to the king. So that means your personality. They've cut your head off. Your head is simply cut off at this stage.
You're like talking to the king. You're like, you ever have an employee that really gives you the shits?
Got some HR practices that that might come in handy. Some project management strategies that you might want to implement here in your feudal system.
It's like, all right, king, have you got some men in your castle that are just a bit old school when it comes to dealing with women? I've got some great ideas.
Welcome to my sexual harassment seminar. They have strapped you up and they're torturing you.
They're
now
just burning me.
You're about to get drawn and quartered at the same
like
time.
That guy's the most annoying person I've ever met. Where's he from?
Go back in time to scold the medieval town about their
this is not on, guys.
Workplace
this is
health
disgusting.
And safety.
By the way, there's no road. This is, and you're not wearing shoes. What the fuck? This is dangerous. It's unhygienic.
If you go back,
I saw a guy shitting on the street.
See, that one is actually huge because I think that was apparently the big thing about Rome. This seems like a fact that I think I've heard that their big innovation was like drainage systems and like not drinking the water they just shat in. Like that was every society before that had not got that if you shit in the water supply and then you drink it, like it fucks you up.
But were they drinking the shitty water or they were just drinking the water that it tasted clean, but they'd been shitting
it? I don't think it tasted great. I was never there, but I reckon it wasn't fantastic.
Dude, well, that's a good one. So you go to Rome.
That is actually a good one.
And you're like, you've got daylight savings to work with.
Yes.
You've got don't shit in the water supply and drink it.
That,
and one more. And then you probably get one of those good seats to the Colosseum to watch the people kill
that's
each other.
That's all I want as well. Because when I was a kid, I liked the idea of coming in, killing the king, you're in charge. I don't want that hassle. I want to be just the guy in the king's ear. I want to be the Rasputin. I want to be the bold
the little
eunuch in... In Game of Thrones. Littlefinger too.
It's still, you want to be a little evil guy. Would you want your
on a scheme?
Would you want to scheme and live a good life?
Yes.
And then just get stabbed at the end?
No.
But you want to die happy.
I'm going to scheme better than the people in those.
Well, yeah, you would, because you'd know about workplaces and like keeping.
I'll be like, that person is a classic Sagittarius. I know what they're going to do. You guys know about astrology? I'm going to teach you about that as well.
Well, that could be your third one, astrology.
It would be
very... They might buy that more than the other ones. If you're like, by the way, the planet, those like fucking shit in the sky.
I mean, I think that is kind of ancient Greek. They probably might not know about that.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny to go back and like, they'd find it extremely patronizing. It would be difficult not to be patronizing if you went back 2,000 years, it's like Roman times, and your big revelation for them was you just need to stop drinking your own shit. You're like, guys, this is going to sound absolutely crazy.
I don't reckon.
But you know the place that you wash your clothes, you wash yourselves, and you drink out of is the same place that you all go to shit and piss.
You'd be really patronizing about it. You'd be like, maybe, what do we think about that?
Maybe stop that.
Guys, have you ever been shat on? Not nice, is it?
Yeah.
Now think about it, you're drinking,
you know, when you do it,
the
it
shitty water.
Exactly.
Do I need to make myself clearer? Can we get a whiteboard in? Oh, sorry, it's 2000 BC, but can we get a chalkboard in here? Oh, sorry. Rock.
Can we get some fucking logic in here, please?
Do I have to tell you guys anything? All right, now tomorrow we're getting up an hour earlier.
It goes straight into daylight saving.
You use your big three in 3 days.
Yeah, you blow your load.
You would be considered a genius of the time. Like you would be like this social person. Like there'd be a Wikipedia page about this guy brought in. All these kind of ideas changed the way society functions. Yeah,
like Da Vinci or whatever. Mm. Like ideas man. Like he had the idea, for example. Did you know, have you heard this? That he had the idea for the helicopter? Da Vinci? I mean, like he...
Give me a break.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I've had the idea to go to fucking Planet Zuko.
He drew it, apparently. It's like, yep, it's like these things kind of whip around and then it goes up.
So he gets the credit of making the helicopter. Well, kind of.
I've heard that like people are like looking back, like that's he like nailed
the,
it.
The guy that
it's
designed
like fucking
the,
pretty easy to do.
The guy that designed the Opera House. You seen those drawings? It's like a few little sails on a napkin. Everyone's like, oh, he's a G. It's like, give me a break.
Who's the person who made it real?
Where's the tradie that was like, oh, fuck, how the fucking put that up there?
What angle is this? Exactly. The fuck is that? But I also picture though, when you go back, you're not like you transport back using a time machine.
Yeah.
So you kind of just appear somewhere like in the bush. You don't appear in the middle of town.
Oh, you got to talk your way in.
So you got to talk your way in. But then I think you also get some time to yourself in the bush, figuring out your plan. So you go back.
You'd want to think about it before you go on the transporter.
I don't want to be straight in the town.
You don't want to be like at the pub at your farewell drinks and be like, see you guys, get there and be like, fuck, what was that last point? Tom gave me the last point. I forgot about
it. Going back drunk. You're like, no, I'm not in my best state. They're like, drag you in front of the king.
Dude, you know what else you could do that would, you would be able to outdrink them because alcohol was like not as alcoholic back then.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right. Imagine you went back with the idea for seltzers.
God, so I'm going to... If I went back in time, you'd be a fucking legend as well. That's awesome.
You're just out drinking them. You're smarter than them.
We're taller as well. Like 2,000 years ago, do you know, they were so short because of the... Like the... Their diets were so much poorer.
Yeah.
And they were drinking shit and stuff.
Well, then you go back with another one. I've got a game for you. Basketball.
Yeah.
You're dunking on them.
So you haven't heard of this, but it's something I'm way better at than you. You've brought back like a Spalding.
Yeah. Picture of Michael Jordan. This guy's really good. And like, who's he? He's like, actually, don't worry about him.
So just videos on your phone. You're like, check this out. I've got some awesome fail clips from Unilad. The king is going to love it. Yeah, you take back like one iPad with some videos.
Dude, I reckon if you had an iPad, even 2,000 years ago, you showed the king
the office. Video of
a guy. No, not the office. A guy doing a backflip, fucking up landing on his head.
The king
would be like, that's unreal.
Totally. If you had a magic tablet that showed them a guy getting like a hit in the nuts, because they know about nuts.
Oh man,
they'd love that. Like a skateboard or like a water skiing, like already all that would stuff. They'd be like, oh fuck, and then like boom, they'd be like, oh shit.
They might like it more because they liked the brutality more back then.
They would like, yeah, like the problem with those videos sometimes is that they kind of evoke some sympathy in you and you're like, oh, I hope that guy's okay, whatever. Like it can take away from the laughs. Not these guys, my god, they're torturing left, right and center. They would love it, the laughs you'd get back then.
They probably would, but I mean, obviously they wouldn't understand you. It would be a huge issue.
Nah,
as well,
give me 4 Funniest Home Video episodes cut together on an iPad, send me back 2,000 years and watch me become king. I will fucking take over the world.
I honestly think you could. Like, I just think those ideas are strong enough to be like, and other shit will come to you. Your brain is working at a different level to theirs. Like, other shit's going to come to you.
I'm like, they will the kind best of be educated guy size. In the world.
Yeah. Dude, you could bring in like a legal system, like a proper, and you could be like, hey, we guys have to get some more rules here.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be like, hey, you guys should drive on the left side of the road. And they'd like, be like, we didn't think of that. That's crazy.
How many people should we put in the kind of like the group of people that, 12, done. 12 of your peers, make them, not just elites, done. Any other questions?
Also, they'd think you're amazing. They'd be like, can you just come up with a game for us to play? Mm. And you're like, I've got games. You all just right. invent American football, Australian football, yes. rugby league, golf. Like, you just come up all these games.
Fuck that. Start easy. We got circles. We got crosses. We've got nine squares. Tic-tac-toe. Got to start small.
Or like, yeah, okay, fair enough. Or lawn bowl. I mean, maybe they play it. I mean, I'm still thinking of like more fun games.
Yeah. I mean, every sport.
You know, you'd other get than running. Now I think you'd just get killed pretty quick.
Yeah, you would. That'd that's like, why you need the gun. I think that's probably why my dreams kind of started with the me having the Uzis, because particularly as a child, you realize that you'd have no chance otherwise.
Yeah, they'd be like, who is this enormous smart guy?
But they, and you, I do think that they would live more difficult lives. They'd be shorter, but they'd probably be stronger.
Oh, well, you think they're stronger than us?
Me, yeah. Not you.
I mean, maybe they'd be stronger. I don't know. What are you talking? They're not lifting weights.
Like the Warriors. Like if you run into like an army of
would
like,
love to go to a battle and have a look. Oh, fuck. The light just turned off. Did you? You just? I just clicked the link.
I'd love to go to a battle.
It's back. You went to back in time. You went to you went camping last week. You went back in time camping.
In a way, I lived like an old, like a man from the olden days. I went on
what
a.
What do you mean? No, you did. You just sat in a tent, didn't you?
I mean, yeah, but like that's pretty much kind of how olden people lived. Back in the day, they didn't have the tents, I suppose.
Yeah, but they had cave. I mean, did they have... This is what I always wonder about, like, shacks and shelter.
Mm.
Like, how old... My timeline of history is not good.
Mm.
So, like, where it goes from little... Because more people are living in, like, urbanized areas than ever before at the moment.
Right. Okay.
Even after COVID.
That makes sense.
I mean, I guess a few people in rich countries have moved out that can afford. But, like, villages used to be the common way people would live. Now it's all city. It's like 75% of the world lives in cities or something. But back then, I think they just lived in a rock or something, just in the ground. I don't know, 3,000 years ago?
Well, I feel like 4,000 years ago or something, there was like, I think 2000 BC, there's Egypt, like the ancient Egyptians.
Beautiful little place.
Around zero, there's Rome.
Yeah.
Around 1000, there's like, to like 1500, there's like medieval.
Yeah.
And then Industrial Revolution and like and then it halfway goes through the 1800s. And then that's when cities and stuff really kick off. That's my
that's pretty
view
good.
Of history. That's
but
all
I guess
I know.
Like Rome. So when Rome was popping, there was I think there cities. Was about 50,000 people living there. Yeah. Or maybe it was more.
But that was probably like the one city. And then everywhere else was like, yeah, fucking like we've got a lot of people living in caves still. Or like little villages and
little
shit.
Villages and huts.
Totally.
And
point is, I went camping. I went camping for part of an ad shoot. I'd never done an ad before.
And was that like out of, I did mean to ask you this, was that out of some kind of ethical restraint or you had not been offered the advertising dollar?
I hadn't actively been offered the advertising dollar. I didn't seek out the advertising dollar. I probably would have turned down most advertising dollars unless the money was crazy.
Who wouldn't you do an ad for?
Ooh.
Because who was this one for again?
This is for Wild Turkey. The alcohol, like some new drink that they were introducing.
Oh, the seltzer.
Oh, no, it's not a seltzer.
Oh, because they've got it. Oh, no, does Jack Daniels have a seltzer or something?
It's fucking, I don't know exactly what it is. It's like
I assume you drank it.
Yeah, we did. It was like a fancier version of kind of what they do now, like a premix kind of like with whiskey and whatever. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good stuff.
No, I mean, well, I don't know. I don't like any whiskey really.
Right. But I mean, whiskey with Coke, it's pretty... It just reminds me of being 16.
Exactly.
I quite like whiskey. Whiskey's great. You don't like nice whiskey?
I had it too much as a teen. Whiskey and a beer.
A Boilermaker. So you drink both together,
Nah, it's too hard. I just want to chill a little bit. My God. It does remind me of being a teen. I don't know. But yeah, not some crazy moral... But I suppose I just didn't need to and don't... I mean, it does feel a bit weird. It did feel weird, like the photo... Like they're taking photos of you, like holding the cans.
Did you feel like a celebrity? Because well, they were like, because then you get referred to as talent.
You do get referred to as talent. And look, there were times where, yeah, you're being, I mean, it matters more kind of what you look like and what you're doing. You're kind of, you do feel special because there's a bunch of like crew people shooting, someone on sound, someone kind of like making sure we're getting everyone on the right times. It does feel like you're special.
Mm.
But then at the same time, we were the only ones camping. So we were camping there. That so was wait, the point of
give
it.
Give me an overbreak. So it's like you go the camping point of this with is some whiskey.
A bunch of comedians are camping. This is the premise of the ad that's going to be on social media. Is a bunch of people, three comedians camping, and they're kind of out of their depth because they're from the city, which is definitely so applies to me. Bit of a fool. You're being a bit funny. And you're doing activities and you're kind of like enjoying the activities. And at the end of each day, we have one of these drinks. And that's kind of where the product ties in. So it kind of involved us just getting to do a bunch of fun activities, which is kind of what attracted me to it. And we can't.
Sounds more like a documentary, Tom. Is that how they pitched it here?
Yeah, oh, not really, though. It's only going to be like a little two-minute thing. So it's not like they're not going to really get into
only for
much.
Social media?
Only for social media.
I wonder
media.
How I always am fascinated by, I've done something like this.
What does
this.
That mean? It could be on fucking YouTube every minute
Dude,
of every
there's
day.
A thing, a fuck thing on YouTube of me going like to bars in Melbourne for like, for like sponsored by Vic Government or something, which I did it for money at the
that's
time.
That's a good one though. Vic Government, that's a good ad.
Yeah, but it's not, there's no humor. Like as a comedian, it's just me drinking
but in terms
and stuff.
Of sell-outiness, that's oh, probably yeah, the lowest. Yeah,
but it's also like, I looked, none of them have more than like 1,500 views.
Mm.
They must have spent 80 grand on this whole
totally.
Thing.
Totally.
I just wonder for? Like if they get a return. I mean, they must do because like people keep making this stuff.
I don't think they must do. I think it's actually quite possible that fuck all happens and that these big organisations just have marketing budgets and they spend it on fucking bullshit.
You're not bullshit, mate.
No, I mean, but I also hope this because it's in my interest for this not to really be a prominent campaign, you know?
So it's your
the experience without any of that. But yeah, but
without
so we
the
get
comedians.
There,
but you're the only one. Everyone else is what?
Well, this is the thing. We get there and like the point of the ad is that we're out of our depth. We're doing that, these activities. We're camping in wilderness. And we're out of our depth and that's funny. We get there and it's, we're not actually camping in the wilderness. Like we're near, quite near, we're on some property which does like horse riding and stuff. We're like 100 meters away from some like mess hall thing where they, you know, like there's no one there because of COVID, but usually people eat and stuff. Sure. Like there's lodges and like nice little houses around, like accommodation, little bungalows where people can perfect. Stay.
Beautiful.
So we're just in a field really. Like
did you ask
fake.
For a bungalow?
But, I mean, that wasn't even ever on the cards. I just assume we were all camping. We get there, all the camera people, the people filming, the person directing it, the person, the producer, the sound person, they're all in these lovely deluxe bungalows about like a kilometre away from where, and we have to actual camp. Actually
look,
camp.
It doesn't make sense to me that you guys have to camp as well.
I mean,
that
it
seems crazy.
Wasn't like they were filming us camp. Like, we could have got up from our beautiful bungalow, walked to a campsite that was fake. And then just be like, oh, yeah, we've woken
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah, it's a big morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, good God morning.
It was cold in the tent.
Exactly. But it's like they wanted to make it real just for budgetary reasons, presumably.
Surely, absolutely.
Yeah, like I think the argument would be that it was for like authenticity of like the point of it or whatever. But no, I just think they didn't want to pay. So then that didn't feel very special.
So you're just, I mean, yeah.
And then
okay.
you've got like talk all day.
But were you just like
filmed doing this
did you
stuff?
Bring it up to and be like, can I just jump in the room with you? You got Netflix in there? It would have been like.
Well, there was a proposal that we get. So we had to get there. Like filming started at 7 a.m. on the first day.
Yeah.
And I was like, and this was like an hour and a half out of Sydney. So I'm like, hang on, so we're. That would involve me getting up at like 5. Like that's. Fucking crazy. I was like, but then all the crew and everyone
that's crazy.
Were getting there the night before.
Yeah, because they're going to prep.
They've got to prep. And I was like, could I get there the night before? So that way I don't have to get up at 5 a.m. This is on a Zoom call with everyone when we were like talking about how it was going to work. And they're like, yeah, but then we won't have set up the tents by then. And on this same meeting, they'd mentioned the fact that they were going to be staying in bungalows.
And you're like, am I a chop liver here?
Well,
you should have walked.
I said, I was like, well, hang on. I mean, we won't have started filming. Like, would it be crazy if I stayed in one of these bungalows the night before the... And they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, maybe. Like, they didn't even fucking thought, like, in their minds, I'm a tent boy. Like, I don't like what? The idea of a bungalow.
So you did get a bungalow the first night? No.
No, my car broke down on the way up the night before. Awesome. So then I had to go up in the morning with Cam, who was also doing it.
And how did Cam
take
it?
The point is they hadn't even, like, thought, like... I mean, they thought of me as the tent guy.
Can I say, and what I'm saying now is no disrespect to you or Cameron or who else was on in the ad. You guys didn't, if they had spent more on talent, they would have treated you better.
Yes.
I feel like they didn't care as much about who, say for example, they got Joel Creasy.
Of course.
And Husey. Yeah, they're not in the tent.
Of course,
they're in the bungalow. But to you, to them, you guys are just like whatever. We don't care. Yeah, I'm saying you guys are zero. We don't care about them.
No, of course. Yeah. That was part of it.
Yeah, which is annoying because you're like, I mean, you could have used your leverage and walked off the shoot on day one. You're like, give me a fucking bungalow, I'm around, and then you have some value to them.
Yeah, I don't know. They were just chosen someone else. I was pumped to kind of go with Cam, a friend, do some activities, get to leave the house during a lockdown.
I mean, they were probably relying on that as well.
I think they were relying on that. And I mean, the other thing was that I suppose I got to avoid kind of being in it much. Like I got to do the activities, but then, I don't know, they were only kind of filming you. I don't know, it was kind of on you to kind of go and perform and like have so something to say to the cameras. They didn't really have a script. They had a little bit of a script for Cam who was like presenting it.
Okay, nice.
But not really. Like, he kind of just improvised those things, like saying what we're doing today, we're going to go ride horses. So I just, like, didn't say that much. It's like,
they were like, who's this fucking guy demanding to be a bungalow? Didn't talk the entire time.
I said stuff, but I'm also.
Did you drink the product at least?
Yeah.
So you go canoeing and then you finish and then you've got to be like.
Did abseiling, canoeing.
Me a southern comfort.
Yeah, and then taking photos of us.
Yeah. What was it again?
Wild turkey. And then they're filming us around a campfire, like kind of riffing in front of the, we just did a bunch of riffing, the three of us, which they won't use.
No. God,
but then there was a guide there. So there was a guy, not from the advertising people. He was from like the company that owned the land that we were staying on.
Yeah.
Who like takes people for walks and stuff. And he was like
an old soul.
I mean, British guy, maybe like in his late 40s.
Yeah.
Very kind of in touch with the wilderness and very kind of had a kind of like spoke very slowly and calmly, very good at his job. He said that like Posh and Becks stayed there and he took them out. So this is like top tier kind of guide material, this guy.
What? So Posh and Becks, I bet you they got the bungalow. That's for sure. They're not being like, man, just go to the tour guide. Like, no, mate, stay in the tent. You want the experience?
You're being like, Joel Creasy would have got the one guy. Yeah, I think David Beckham also would have been.
He brought that up a lot, did he?
Oh, he brought that up. He wanted to hang out afterwards, thank God. Because we wrapped at like 6 p.m. They all went off to their bungalows, all the other people.
Unbelievable.
And then just the three of us, because it was dark at like 6 p.m. because it wasn't fucking daylight savings. I mean,
you're like, I've got an idea, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, one man can't pitch an idea like this. You're like, let me talk to someone higher up.
And then, but he'd hang out with us on the campsite and, it was like good at telling campfire stories, kind of like quite a relaxed kind of seemingly environmentalist kind of guy. But there was one time when we were all around the fire, this was my favorite part of the trip really, because he'd told a few kind of spiritual stories about how like the indigenous, spirits that were in the area and like about animals
and
in the area.
And he's a white English guy.
He's a white guy, but he was kind of, I don't know, he seemed legitimately in touch with nature. He loved climbing. He was like a mountain climber guy.
Yeah.
But at some point he starts talking about his experience in the police force. He used to be a police officer when he was in his late teens.
And did he talk about the diversion to his now career?
Yeah, I mean, he alluded to this life. He said he worked in investment banking or something.
Well, and he was a cop.
He was a cop. He was a middle distance runner, almost professional, got injured.
And he told you all this?
Yeah.
Unprovoked?
Oh, he told us all about his life. Lovely guy.
Yeah.
And then
was he good at all of this? Well, you know when people are just like, yeah, I was very good at, I was a good middle distance. I was actually the best sergeant on the block.
He told me his PB in 3000. I was pretty good when I was a teen. We've been through this.
Yeah.
And 30 seconds faster than me. Fucking good. 8:30 for a 3K. That's crazy.
That's quick.
So it's pretty. Anyway, I believe him.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it sounds like this guy had a real effect on you.
Yeah.
You're actually like, maybe I'll get out into the woods and like, yeah, I could feel the connection with the indigenous kind of dream time when I was in there. You become a tour guide?
It's not the worst job. I mean, he was pretty good at like stretching a story. I feel like stand-up is all about like condensing it. He, in front of the campfire, he'd just talk for like 40 minutes legit telling some story.
Really?
Which it's like...
Like an Edinburgh show.
Yeah, but like a lot of gaps. Like he was really taking his time.
But were you kind of with him on every... I feel like you would want to jump in. Yeah, a guy like you.
But he was... Yeah, and I was.
That's why I went for 40 minutes.
Asking more follow-up questions than the others and stuff, I think. Maybe a bit annoyingly, but then also I was like, he can fucking deal with it, you know?
He's a professional.
He's a professional. And he was. Like, he kind of... He had a gravitas to him. He had a charisma to him for sure. But then he started telling... He told all these kind of touching stories. Then he was talking about being a police officer and how he was in, like, the first riot police squad in the 80s when... Margaret Thatcher was in charge of the UK. There was a miners' strike that he was explaining.
Yeah.
And as he's kind of talking about this dynamic, he was saying all the miners, because the mining industry was being shut down, they were kind of protesting. There was kind of upheaval in the community. And Turbulent time for the UK. They were throwing like stuff through cop car windows, he was saying. There was like anger towards the police that he felt in the community that wasn't there previously. Then he started kind of referring to, I suppose, some right-wing ideologies. He was like Margaret Thatcher, obviously, was the Iron Lady, very strong.
But he's kind of like a hippie fella.
Well, yeah, previous to this, I thought he was.
He was like a spiritual guy that's not vaccinated. Like he was that kind of vibe?
Oh, not that hippie, but just like a calm kind of like, in touch with nature. Lovely. Yeah. Really lovely, kind of empathetic. Like when I was abseiling, I was scared and he was like really good at calming me down. Like,
really?
Lovely guy.
What did he say? Don't die up there.
Oh, he just said, you're doing great.
Did he talk like that? I love people that talk like that. Like, you're going to be all right, mate.
He said, you are in the top 20% of people that do this.
That slowly? People that talk slow can really...
You say that to 100% of people that do this. He said, no, I do not.
Talking slow and softly is actually a huge power tool.
Oh, it's fantastic. It really worked on me.
To be like, Tom, this podcast is going really well.
Sam, fuck off.
Oh. I mean, it can be used for evil as well.
Can actually be used for evil, so I'll never forget that. But so he was, I think around then in the story, he'd been kind of dragging it out for like 20 minutes. It became clear that kind of he was on the side of the police in a way that's not very trendy at the moment, you know. He was saying some things pro-Margaret Thatcher.
It's funny to still be really pro-Margaret Thatcher.
It is, like in this day and age.
Yeah,
like,
to be like...
Aren't we all in agreement that, you know...
She was like, a bit crook, you know. And she's like, no, beautiful, strong woman.
Exactly.
She reformed that country.
He was like, I don't know how much you know about history, but she was the Iron Lady, so she was very strong, very good.
We watch The Crown, mate. What are you talking about? You don't get it out here in the woods, man. We're all watching it.
Yeah, we've heard of her. And she doesn't have a fantastic reputation. He's like, a lot of the miners weren't even miners. They were just like thugs. And then he's like, a lot of them were like paid by the Russians, because the Russians were jealous of Margaret Thatcher and how awesome she was. So they were paying people to riot.
I don't know if that's a correct depiction of history, is it?
I don't think it is. I'm not a history buff.
Which bit were they jealous about of Margaret Thatcher?
She was the Iron Lady.
Her hairdo.
She was very strong. I think, I mean, there was almost certainly was some Russian kind of like influence in that time. But
so
like,
the Russians send people to protest?
I think they're probably funded because a little bit like, or something.
Because they were like, we wish Maggie was in charge of us.
I don't think... Well, I mean, that I also don't agree with characterization that they did it because they were jealous. I think that's why I think they probably would benefit them economically for that country to like fall a little bit, as opposed to just being jealous of the leaders being awesome.
That's why people go to war, because they want the other leader. It's like, we want Biden. We're gonna attack America.
Oh, they
want they want him to come and lead us as well.
That would be an all-time move that, as far as I am aware, hasn't happened in history, for a leader of one country to like defect to a different country and be the leader of them.
Dude, it would be unbelievable.
Imagine if Skomo was like, guys, I've had some talks. I'm going to New Zealand. I'm going to be the Prime Minister.
Dude, it becomes like the NBA season.
Or it's like the Murdoch thing.
I've taken an offer.
I can't refuse.
Yeah, sorry guys, I'm going to be leading Germany in 2022.
And if you saw, oh my God, that would incentivize better leading.
Dude, imagine you just get this pool of people that are just great natural leaders and there's a draft.
Exactly.
And then their budgets have got to be, and it's like, there's obviously no salary cap and there's no luxury. Yeah. Well, maybe there's luxury tax. So it's like the best ones are always at the rich countries.
Yes.
But then it becomes like English like football where there's like tiers.
Yeah.
And you've got to try to bring...
We've been relegated again.
Australia got relegated.
No. We've traded with who? Venezuela. And then who's that from? Is that? Like, who's this fucking guy? Doesn't even speak English. He's like,
well, we got Kim Jong? No.
No, I don't want Kim Jong.
Dude, that got crazy.
We've got him through to the 2025 season. That's fucking sucks.
God damn it. Dude, you would see results.
Yeah.
Because it's like if you're in the top, you get paid way more.
Mm.
So say you get $50 billion a year if you're leading the richest country.
So you're saying that the ScoMos of the world, you know, he was criticised for going off to Hawaii.
Yeah.
During a crisis.
I still reckon he took a meeting.
Yeah, if he was, yeah, he didn't even ask for more Pfizer jabs. But if he was waiting for the call up to Canada in 2023, he would have done more.
I think he probably met with Canada when he was there. And he was like, we got some ideas.
He was in Hawaii talking shop.
Yeah.
Asking.
And they're like, we want you, mate. We like what you're doing. And he's like, God. He goes, I got a good deal in the moment in Australia. They've set me up really good. And they're like, we'll make it worth your while. That guy that loves blackface, he's on the way out. Yeah. Come on in.
He's leaking the black place stuff.
He's got more photos.
That's what you would do.
Yeah.
Good Lord. But anyway, he was... This guide guy was being anti-Margaret Thatcher, then kind of described...
No, he's being pro-Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, yeah, sorry. My own views came out there. Okay. He was being extremely pro. But just kind of alluded to it, not extremely pro. But then he was saying, yeah, that the first time that there was like a big protest that had been kind of like foreshadowed, I suppose, for months, and this was the big day that their higher-ups had said, like, this is the time we need to make a point. Of like, we're not going to stand down. We need to show the protesters that like we mean business. They got all this training. There weren't riot squads at the time. They got all this riot squad training.
So is this like 84 or something?
Yeah, something around there.
Surely there were riots in...
I think they were, but just like there weren't... Now there's like specific departments within the police that deal with it. They're the riot police.
What are they doing, by the way, the rest of the time? You see them once a year in Australia when there's a protest.
I think they...
Do they just go normal cops for the rest of the time?
Maybe. I feel like maybe they're out like ready at like sports. Games?
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of the stuff that they'd be up to. Preventative work. But they were getting trained to use like the shields and shit like that. They had like the batons, like they had the new equipment. He said that like the police bosses at one day were like, look, you're either in or you're out. Like we're gonna go hard. If you're too scared, then leave right now. But we've invested a lot of money in you in terms of training. A lot of overtime. And so if you're here, we've got to stick together and we've got to make a statement. And so they went this day, this big protest, and they were there and then the protest was there. The protest was were angry. They were yelling, you know, fuck cops, cops are pigs.
Yeah.
And then they're waiting there for the, you know, for the instructions to kind of like act.
To charge.
Apparently their big move was to open a few shields. So there was a bit of a gap and then grab the people that were like the worst protesters that were kind of like the leaders or whatever, and then you pick people off one by one.
And did they hit them? Is that the goal?
No, the goal is, I think, to kind of get them to disperse by taking the leaders, arresting the people that are being particularly problematic, but like ending the protest with a show of force. I think that's kind of the stated legal goal.
Yeah.
And then at some stage, the general is over the megaphone and says, look, you've made your point. Protesters, please disperse. Anyone remaining here will be subject to arrest. Please disperse. Please disperse. And he said that the police started going, like doing kind of war chants, like banging their shields against each other and kind of going, oh, 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 like, you know, like it was like a war.
Yeah, like they're going into battle.
Yeah. And then he said the protesters started to get scared. Like at first they were going, fuck you, we're not leaving. But then, you know, the chanting got them and a lot of people started leaving and the crowd started to disperse. And then he said, but we just were so worked up, you know, over the months of like rocks being thrown through windows. So we saw them leaving, but we chased them down and we fucking bashed their heads
in. No.
With our truncheons.
The spiritual guy said
yeah, exactly. He's like, and it just felt so good.
No. He's a psycho.
He's saying this around a campfire with all these kind of like lefty, artisty kind of like camera people.
And was everyone like, what?
Silence.
All because
he's like I loved it.
And then he pulls out his little pocket square of Margaret Thatcher. I'm doing it for you, Maggie. So they just beat them up. Is there footage? Is this documented?
I mean, it's probably a wiki page on this. I haven't looked it up, but it's part of history.
Did he feel remorse for it?
It didn't seem like it. And to be honest, I respect the honesty. You know, you don't hear perspectives like that often because people are ashamed.
Yeah.
But like it I don't know. It feels good to me to kind of understand that perspective because you don't hear. I mean, you hear from cops, I think, in the media now. They're often very defensive because they get a lot of criticism. But you don't hear about, like, them admit that they love the feeling of it.
Well, I reckon that would be a hardened police officer would be like, that was the good old days when we could do that stuff. Now
that was definitely the vibe of this.
Now there's bloody iPhones. You can't chase them down and beat them. That sounds psycho.
It's pretty crazy.
I just
top fucking round the campfire.
But that's the thing. It's like you don't appreciate that as a. I mean, regardless of your opinion of what he's done or even his political ideology, I don't, we don't agree with that.
I don't agree with it totally, at all. Totally.
But that's a hell of a story to tell around a campfire.
I found the ending very surprising. I thought it was going to be like, and we showed them and we made a statement and we took the higher ground.
Yeah.
And we helped quell this problematic protest.
Totally.
It was like they were surrendering and we didn't give a shit.
And then so he just ends and then he's like, all right, night, guys.
No, then he was like, oh, yeah. And then the riot police were like pretty famous then. And he said that then they started getting sent to like his squadron was sent to like soccer games of problematic teams where there was a lot of hooliganism.
Mm.
And they would go and help bash the hooligans. It was like they were famous for like being the hardest squadron, the right squadron.
And was there quite a lot of pride he was saying this?
Yeah. Yeah, he was very proud. He said that there was one, like the worst team, the most aggressive hooligan team, were playing an away game. They lost.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of concern that they were going to like trash the town when they got out. So they locked the stadium after the game. I think maybe they just locked like the away section, so a lot of the other kind of fans had left. And then they started trashing the inside of the stadium, these fans, because they're mad about being locked in and sure. They're mad that they've lost the soccer game. And then they sent in his squadron.
No.
And they all kind of lined up and they had a reputation at this point. And the hooligans were like, we surrender, we won't do anything wrong.
No.
Yeah.
What?
So he was very...
I kind of like this guy.
Very proud of that.
I want to talk to this guy.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So funny. Yeah, I mean, just... Exactly the opposite vibe of what you expect from some hippie around a campfire.
I mean, God, I mean, at least that's a story to take away from this kind of lockdown period. You got to meet the craziest guy of all time. Did he have any opinions on COVID? I'd love to hear this guy chat.
No, I'm not sure he was even aware it was happening. He's out there in the bush. Climbing. So,
yeah, it's been a bit quiet of late. Not many people are coming out, are they? What's going on down in the city? You didn't tell him to come down and see me. He doesn't have an audience. He'd be furious.
He loved telling the stories as well. He acted like it was part of his job and it was kind of he was obliged to do it, but there was absolutely no obligation at all.
Mm. Do you see this new premier?
Mm.
Nice looking guy.
What's his name?
Dominic?
Dominic... I actually don't know. I'm not just being a fucking... I'm going to look it up. Pero?
Pedo.
Not pedo.
Come on. Now, let me have a bit of fun. If I started a rumour that he was a pedophile, like people on social media would... Because there's a lot of hate, at least in...
Perote. Is it Perote?
You know he's only 39.
Yeah. You know, he went to my uni.
What? He went to that crazy school.
What school?
It's like a real fringe... Religious school.
Oh, really? Did he?
Yeah. That's a bit psycho, apparently.
School. I'm going to type it in.
He
went to my uni. He left the year that before I got there. Isn't that crazy?
And he's premier.
So it's like he went to a Castle Hill.
He looks old, though.
And Dural. Yeah, he looks fucking 50. So that's not representation of young people. That's what people have been framing it.
Can I say, though, I like the way he talks. I watched his press conference.
You do? I hate.
And I was like, oh, this guy, I don't know. Yeah. I don't agree with
him. He's a nerd.
Oh, he's a huge nerd. It's awful. Yeah.
Sickening. But,
I mean, I love watching, because I often imagine myself, you imagine killing people, going back in time and killing people. I imagine, get me in the hot seat, fire me with questions.
Oh, yeah, premier at a press conference.
Yeah, see how I, you know, totally. I would love to see how, because I feel like I'm charismatic
so
enough that I could diffuse a lot with jokes.
I'd like to.
And then I reckon I would be rational and I'd be like, this is a new wave of politicians. Then I get drafted to America to be their leader.
Can I be honest? I've had similar thoughts. I think... You wouldn't get away with humor though. Because people are like, stop joking around.
If you were real funny.
There have been a few politician, like comedians, like I think maybe in the Netherlands, maybe in the Ukraine. I think now maybe in the Ukraine, like the president is a comedian.
Really?
Who kind of like, as a troll kind of ran and then like was the,
like, and then, yeah, like this guy
there was
makes
a groundswell
sense.
Of support and they won.
Yeah.
So I don't think here you need to have like a strong ideology, a few things you are really fighting for, and then you could deflect from most questions by being, look, my main thing is I want minimum wage to be $25.
Yeah.
Forget about that. I don't even know about that. I'm not like those other politicians.
You
I'm
could run, if you right, if you had a strong ideology of class, maybe, for example, being like, I want to, like, you know, make Australia a less classist place, you know, narrow the gap between rich and poor.
And
don't try to isolate business too much.
Yes.
But, like, just keep referring to that. I think you could then use humour. Yeah, I think you could do pretty
question,
well.
You could be like, oh, I don't know about that because I'm sick of these politicians always talking about stuff no one understands. I'm the guy who thinks that's shit and I don't get it. And I will admit I don't get it. So is that refreshing? I hope that's refreshing. As opposed to just stupid.
Like if Gladys had, like when she has to do the numbers or even Dan Andrews in those press conferences, they were brutal every day being like, yeah, it's 800.
Mm.
If they had just been, oh, it's another bad one today, guys. You know, real bad numbers. And I reckon you're not going to like tomorrow either.
This is where I'm going to have to do. Oh, I don't think that would have gone down too well.
You don't think?
A few, like, I think they did try and do a few jokes. To be honest, I think that's maybe actually my biggest criticism of this Dominic fuck so far is I saw a clip of
him. Was he trying to be funny?
He was trying to be. Well, now all the premiers, they want to trash the other premiers and they want to trash the other states. That's how they kind of get support in their own state because it's become very state-based.
But like Premier of New South Wales at the moment is the most important job in the country. Somehow it's become like the highest profile
gig. I mean, a little bit.
At least for this, but it will go back to not mattering as much. But right now it's like, you know, it's most money in this country, the state, like in the country is from this state. It's like.
Totally. But I suppose my point is that I think a lot of these other premiers have been doing this shtick for a while where they'll like trash another state. Like certainly Dan Andrews will say stuff about New South Wales. I think Queensland will say something about stuff about New South Wales. I think all those states will say stuff about Western Australia.
That North Korean guy in charge of Western Australia, he's real keen to trash everyone else.
Exactly. He trashes everyone else. So then I think maybe yesterday, Dominic, the new New South Wales premier, said something about how it's good that we have electronic driver's licenses in Australia, in New South Wales. He's like, we're the only state who has that. I mean, Adelaide has that, but it's they have like a similar thing, but it's pretty poor, like most things from Adelaide.
I saw that joke, yeah.
And that's cringy as hell.
I'm talking about putting in a professional comedian, Tom.
Yeah. But
what if you went in there, you do your best five? Like, I reckon you could wedge it in, like. You
about me having a small penis.
Yeah, you're like.
I'm like, anyway, okay.
There's a lot of policy we need to reflect on.
The budget's small, but you know what else is a bit small, actually?
I feel like, oh, he can laugh at himself. He's so
doing
good.
Crowd work.
What do you do for a job? Like, I work at Channel 9. It's on the microphone.
I'm a journalist. We're all journalists. We all do journalism.
I guess I'm bombing.
We're here to hold you to account.
Got to turn this around.
You're like, God, I don't have much of an account. It's a bit small. You know what else is small?
You refer everything back to me. Exactly. I reckon you would have some kind of success.
It's like, but the surplus is huge. It's the biggest surplus we've ever had. Huge. You know what's not huge? Even then, it's like, fucking hell, can we get this guy pinned down? Speaking of pins. speaking of pin dicks. What a small penis.
If I were to ask you what your philosophy of life or your creed, what would that be? Have a good time, all the time.
A podcast has changed my life.
Chad, it's lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be back.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.